Okay. Hi, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. So, let's sit for a bit. We're going to do dual awareness practice, paying attention to our breath and the sounds around us. And I think, in keeping with, well, it's something that I think we do regularly. But I think especially with what I said last week in mind, where I talked about concepts and reification, the way that we bring concepts to our experience, and sometimes by doing so, kind of gets stuck with the concepts and end up reifying our experience. With that in mind, I want to remind you of the practice of sort of noting or labeling our thoughts. If you see a particular thought that has a powerful grip on you, whether it's about yourself or something that happened to you earlier in the day or something. Especially one that has an emotional charge, one that sort of feels sticky, then remember that it can be very helpful to just note the presence of that thought. You can either do that by just saying thinking or thinking to yourself, or you can say like something like having a thought and then repeat the thought verbatim to yourself. Having a thought, I just this is going terribly. I can't do this. Or having a thought, why doesn't that person like me? Why is that person ghosting me? Why is that person, what it was, we, so many thoughts move through the mind every second, every minute, that it would be a futile task and pointless to try to capture, like note them all, right? Thoughts that don't really grab you, don't hook you. Just consider them part of them, like the background noise. It's just what the brain is doing. It's excreting thoughts, right? The thoughts that are particularly important and interesting to us are the ones that really kind of hook us, where you feel like, oh, okay. And you can often tell when a thought has that kind of ability to hook us by how the body is feeling when you're having that thought. There's a tension somewhere. You feel a little emotional charge, or you feel kind of tightness, So, after you've been practicing a lot, you can even listen to a thought like, God, I'm a terrible person. And it's just a thought. It just goes through the mind, right? Not a big deal. But sometimes we have a thought like that, I'm a terrible person, and we believe it, and we can feel it, like in our belly, in our throat, wherever you may feel the constriction that corresponds to a thought like that. And then that's the moment, say, okay, having a thought, I'm a terrible person. Okay. Doesn't mean you'll be able to see that thought as just a thought, but that's the path to eventually being able to see that thought as just a thought. Labeling it produces just a bit of distance between you and that thought. There's something very, very different between just saying, I'm a terrible person, and having a thought, I'm a terrible person. I mean, even when you believe that thought still, there's still a difference there. And that difference will become bigger and bigger over time. But even someone who's practiced for years, there will be thoughts that come up. You'll just have days where you're just like, you're just more on, it's something, an experience will happen, you get triggered. Someone will just push your buttons in a way. And that thought will just, it's as if you never practiced and you just be like gripped by it, right? And then it's really helpful to say, okay, having a thought. I'm a terrible person, and having a thought, what's the point of practice? I'm still hooked by these thoughts. Like, what is the point? Having a thought, yeah, this is pointless. Okay, and so we'll talk a little bit more about all this afterwards. But just so we're going to, for those of you who came on a little bit late, dual awareness practice, listening to sounds, following our breath. And if you experience a thought coming through that really kind of hooks you, then try noting it or labeling it. Okay, that's the practice for tonight. I'll give some light, gentle guidance at the beginning, ease us into the practice. But for significant portions of the practice, they'll just be quiet. We'll just be sitting together, and once in a while, I might sort of check in and say, like, "Okay, are you still there? Can you hear the sounds around you? Can you feel the breath?" Just once in a while, checking in. Okay. All right. So let's do it. Just get into a comfortable position. And maybe just take a few deep breaths, deep, slow breaths, just to settle into the sitting. Also, to remind yourself what it feels like to allow your lungs to truly fill up with air, to really breathe fully and deeply. Sometimes I feel like it's not until I take some of these deep, intentional breaths that I actually can feel my spine truly be sort of aligned. I can spend, hours just slightly, subtly hunched over and not realize it till you take these deep breaths. So. Maybe just take one final deep, slow breath. Now, after your next exhalation, just let the breath begin to come and go at its own rhythm, its own pace, no longer intentionally lengthening it in any way. And if your mouth was open during these deep breaths, let your mouth come to a close. Just breathe through your nose. And as much as possible, just go with the breath. Try not to control it in any way. And just notice what the breath is like. Now let your awareness gently move to the tip of your nose. And just feel the sensations produced there, the very inside tip of your nostril, by the movement of your breath in and out of the body. Let your awareness of the breath be light, easy. Let your awareness just rest on the breath. No need to hold too tightly, no need to grip the breath, latch onto it, use force in any way. It's okay if you don't feel every moment of the breath. Better for our awareness to be light, soft. Easy. And when your awareness, when your mind does get distracted, when you notice that you've lost awareness of the breath totally for a while, just acknowledge that fact gently, without judgment, and bring your awareness back to the breath. Now let's move our awareness down to our chest. Just feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe. You may be thinking to yourself, I'm trying not to control the breath, and yet I feel some tension in my breath. I can't seem to help it. Some tightness there. That's natural. Don't worry. Just let that tension, that tightness be part of your experience of the breath. Don't fight it. Now let's bring our awareness down to the belly. No need to force the breath into the belly to make the belly move in some artificial way. Just notice how the belly naturally moves as you breathe. For some of us, it will move just a little bit, for others of us, more. Just observe, just watch how much your belly moves as you breathe. You'll probably feel other sensations in the belly area along with the breath. Different kinds of tension, different kinds of feelings in the belly. It's a place rich with feeling. Let all that be part of your experience of the breath. And remember to keep your awareness so soft, gentle. And let your awareness sort of open and soften a bit so that as you feel the breath moving in and out of the body, you also just feel the physical presence of your body as a whole. So it's a kind of wide open body awareness of your breath. Not narrowly focused on one spot like the tip of your nose. Just feel the breath as a whole moving in and out of the body. And let your awareness be wide enough to just feel the body as a whole, sitting here, breathing. And finally, just add into the mix an awareness of the sounds around you. So you're feeling the breath as a whole, just feeling the body. You're listening to all the sounds around you. Sometimes your experience of the breath will be more vivid. Sometimes hearing will predominate. Sometimes your sense of the body, your experience of the body will be primary. That's natural, that's fine. Remember that the point of this practice is not to feel the breath or listen to sounds in order to block out other parts of our experience. It's okay if you notice other kinds of sensations. It's okay if you have thoughts or emotions. Just let those be part of this overall open experience of the moment. Just following the breath and listening to sounds so that we stay connected to the physical reality of the present moment. But that present moment can be rich and complex. It's just whatever it is, moment after moment. You feel the breath right now. Can you hear the sounds around you? Are you having any thoughts about how this sitting is going or how you're doing? Remember to notice those. They're just thoughts. Notice them and come back to the breath, come back to the sound. If you feel an impulse to move for any reason, discomfort or an itch, try just observing that impulse for a while. Don't give in to it right away. Just watch. If you've drifted away, come back to the breath, come back to the body, come back to the sounds around you. That's good for tonight. Let your body move, get comfortable, get a drink if you'd like one.